The city of North Adams is calling attention to the fact that it lies along the 2,190-mile Appalachian Trail by becoming an official AT community.
It's a lifeline. It's Georgia to Maine, and we're a part of it. And when people embark on this really ambitious journey, they have to come through our community.
Joshua Moran is a North Adams city councilor who lives about 100 yards from the Appalachian Trail. Hikers are liable to see four bicycles parked on his lawn for them to take into town. Having hiked numerous sections of the AT, Moran has successfully led an effort to designate North Adams as an official AT community under the Appalachian Trail Conservancy.
And we offer a chance for hikers and section hikers to, you know, kind of refuel, whether it's food. We have a super stop and shop that's only about a quarter mile away from the trail. There's a few gear stores, one located in Williamstown, one in Adams, that people have an opportunity to kind of really check back in before they start to, well, if they're heading northbound, to, you know, before they tackle the Green Mountains and the White Mountains. And if not, if they're heading southbound, you know, it's tackling Greylock and the rest of Massachusetts as they continue on to Georgia.
The Conservancy launched its community program in 2006. North Adams is the 39th designated across the 14 states the AT runs through and just the second in Massachusetts. Great Barrington received the designation in 2010. Julie Judkins is the Conservancy's Education and Outreach Director. She says communities use the designation in different ways, as an educational tool or to boost tourism.
Some of them have really done a great job in terms of working cooperatively locally or regionally on everything from marketing campaigns to stewardship opportunities and promoting those. So we feel it's a really great program and providing a lot of protection and support for the trail on the ground.
A kiosk with a map of the Massachusetts section of the trail near Greylock Elementary School is one of the more noticeable signs of the AT in North Adams, aside from the white blazes on trees and utility poles that mark the trail. Moran says it's a bulletin board for area businesses and hikers.
So it kind of becomes an opportunity for people, for local businesses, to say, hey, we want to help you guys out. Thanks for coming to our community. It's also an opportunity for the local trail club to educate people where they can get, you know, where they're expecting to camp or, you know, where they can find other services.
Moran says he wanted the designation to raise local awareness of the AT as an asset, something only communities along the 2,190-mile trail can boast, and it seems to be working.
Throughout the summer, I've had people say, "Why, is there a lot more hikers this year than usual?" And I said, you know, I'm sure there's more, but I think you're just becoming aware of them.
Judkin says 3 million people hike a portion of the Appalachian Trail each year, a number that's increased recently with the popularity of hiking movies like A Walk in the Woods and Wild, both based on books. Moran says he's been contacted by a person in Dalton looking to have that town designated as an AT community. In New York, Warwick is a designated community, along with a joint recognition for Dover and Pawling. Members of the AT Conservancy will be in North Adams to celebrate the city's designation Saturday. A list of events, including hikes, is at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.